On October 9, 1939, when the Second World War was barely a month old, the German Ministry of the Interior issued a directive to mental health institutions throughout the Reich, signed on behalf of Berlin's top medical official, Dr. Leonardo Conti. As part of new wartime economic measures, Conti required asylum doctors to register every patient in their care who suffered from certain psychiatric illnesses, including schizophrenia, epilepsy, senile dementia, syphilis, feeble-mindedness, encephalitis, and Huntington's disease. They were also to register anyone without these conditions who had spent 5 years or more in an institution, or who was classed as criminally insane, or who did not possess either German nationality or German or related blood. In unclear cases, medical staff were to err on the side of registration, since it would be better for Berlin to have too many rather than too few patients on its lists. Conti's letter was followed by registration forms. One copy was to be filled out for each patient. Besides logging their racial category, picking from a menu that included Jew, Jewish half-breed, first or second degree, Negro, Negro mongrel, Gypsy, and Gypsy mongrel, doctors were to provide details of each individual's ability to work, the nature of his or her illness, and whether they received visitors, and how often. The forms had to be completed by typewriter where possible, and returned to Berlin within a tight deadline. As the directive landed in psychiatric institutions across the country, medical staff tried to guess at what it meant. Was the government going to relocate these patients? If so, to where? Were they looking for laborers to dig trenches at the front, or trying to free up beds for wounded soldiers? The registration form itself was scoured for clues. As the bureaucrats hadn't left much room for a detailed medical opinion, at least one doctor concluded that it couldn't signify anything too drastic. Others found the question about visitors highly suspicious. Why would Berlin need to know that? The secret purpose of the Conti letter would unfold over the following weeks. Once the paperwork was returned, it was copied and sent out to a panel of psychiatrists, all ardent National Socialists, who were instructed to mark each case in pencil with a red plus or a blue minus. The few patients who received a blue minus sign were left alone. The red plus was a death sentence. These people would be collected from their clinics and asylums in groups, loaded onto buses, and taken to specially converted nursing homes, where they were undressed, weighed, and pushed into airtight chambers, which were then flooded with lethal carbon monoxide. When they were all dead, their corpses were burned and their ashes dumped on the fields. Aktion T4, as this program was known, represented the first time a government had organized the industrialized extermination of a section of its population. For the Nazis, it would serve as the prototype for the greater mass murder to come. Among the hundreds of thousands of mentally ill and disabled people killed in the so-called euthanasia actions, were two dozen whose artwork had been collected by the psychiatrist Hans Prinzhorn in the aftermath of the First World War. The way in which these artist patients found themselves on a collision course with the Nazi government is the story I've tried to tell in this book.